KQED. This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Penny Nelson. Lawmakers who want to establish a single-payer health care system for California have now come up with an estimate of how much it would cost. $400 billion a year. That's more than twice the amount of the entire California state budget. Health reporter April Demboski explains where that money would come from.
Half the cost would come from existing federal and state funding. The other half would come from employers. Instead of paying premiums to insurance companies, they would pay a hefty new payroll tax, 15%. Republican Senator Pat Bates is concerned about how much of that will be passed on to workers.
More money taken out of our paychecks limits our buying power, which impacts clearly the economic underpinning of our society.
With the government in charge, health insurance companies in California would go out of business.
Kaiser Permanente, Molina Healthcare,
America's Health Insurance Plans, as well as Anthem Blue Cross.
Insurance reps lined up in Sacramento to state their opposition to the plan.
Representing Aetna,
Blue Shield of California.
The supporters said the money insurers now make in profits would go into patient care. Retired physician Henry Abron says the costs of a universal health care system would pay off in the long run.
Profit will be removed. Patients will have the ability to follow the treatment plans that they've worked out with their doctors without financial barriers. And I could go on and on.
Lawmakers have asked for a more detailed analysis of the plan, outlining exactly who would pay for what. For the California Report, I'm April Demboski.
So if fixing or at least changing up our health care system seems daunting, how about our criminal justice system, like updating a century-old bail system that critics say favors the rich? Every year in California, nearly a million people are arrested and booked into jail. If you can pay, you're free on bail. If you cannot, you're stuck behind bars. Now California and two dozen other states are looking at upending this system. KQED reporters Suki Lewis and Marisa Lagos have been digging into the debate and have this report. To start, here's Marisa.
So before we get into what's happening here in California, let's explain what bail is. So Suki, say I was arrested for, shoplifting. What would happen after I went to jail?
So you'd probably have to post bail. In L.A., for example, shoplifting is usually $5,000. That money works like collateral to make sure you show up to court. So if you've got money, you give $5,000 to the court, and when your case is over, you get it back.
But what if I don't have $5,000? That's a lot of money. I mean, I hear California has some of the highest bail in the country. It's on average like $50,000.
So that's where a bail agent comes in. You pay them a fee, about 10% of the bail amount, and they promise the court that you'll show up. And if you don't show up, they're supposed to go find you or pay the court the full bail amount.
But I mount that 10% even if the shoplifting charges are dropped?
Yeah, that's how the bail agents make money. And actually, the U.S. and Philippines are the only two countries in the world with a for-profit bail system.
So in California, there's two Democrats, Los Angeles Senator Bob Hertzberg and Oakland Assemblyman Rob Bonta, who want to change the system. They say more than 60% of jail beds in California are just filled with people who haven't yet been convicted of the crime they're in there for and can't afford to bail out. Here's Hertzberg at a recent Senate committee.
And they're sitting there often copping a plea with credit for time served for a crime that they were never convicted of. That is not justice.
So I know you talked to somebody who's kind of been caught up in the criminal justice system.
Yeah, I met up with this 27-year-old woman, Gabrielle Molex, in her mom's one-bedroom apartment in Richmond. And she was arrested on two misdemeanor charges, driving on a suspended license and check fraud. Her bail was set really high at $20,000. She couldn't pay that. She was living out of her car. And she ended up spending over a month in jail, which is a scary experience, but it also totally upended her life.
Everything. I lost everything. I came home to my kids, so that was great.
So what happened to her?
She says she pled guilty just so she could get home to her two young daughters. And she lost her job as an in-home healthcare worker, and she lost her car.
That's pretty rough. And advocates that I've talked to say people like this are what have made this a national conversation.
Yeah, and there are lawsuits being brought across the country that argue keeping people in jail just because they can't pay bail isn't constitutional.
And in California, lawmakers don't want to wait for those lawsuits to play out. So Rob Bonta and Bob Hertzberg, the lawmakers we talked about earlier, have introduced this legislation that would basically make counties set up a system to look at people when they're arrested and tell courts you know, the decision to release them should really be based on whether they're going to show up to court and if they're a public safety risk. And so under this proposed legislation, in most cases, judges would have to release people without bail. There could be some conditions on their release, though.
Yeah, and that could be things like checking in with a probation officer once a week or wearing an electronic monitor like an ankle bracelet, or it could be nothing, just a promise to show up.
Right. So here's the thing, though. People charged with violent crimes wouldn't qualify under this new system. And bail would still be an option, but the last one, basically.
And not everyone's on board. You know, DAs, law enforcement, some judges, and, of course, the highly lucrative bail industry, which brings in about $2 billion a year in profits nationally. You know, they don't think this is a great idea.
Yeah, I sat down recently with Jeff Clayton, who's head of the American Bail Coalition. He says bail isn't the problem in California. The problem is that bail amounts are too high. And Clayton says alternatives to bail, like that ankle monitor you talked about, are problematic, too.
I think, really, if we look at what's least restrictive, if somebody can post a bail, that's usually probably the best thing for them.
So you can see lawmakers are going to have a lot to consider as they weigh these bail reform bills. And those are actually going to face some key committee votes later this week.
Yeah, and you and I, we're going to be following this debate in Sacramento.
And digging into all these questions about bail and its alternatives in the weeks and months ahead.
For the California Report, I'm Suki Lewis.
And I'm Marisa Lagos.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, security, data protection, and application delivery solutions for physical networks and public cloud services. Learn more at barracuda.com/products. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
Oakland's Golden State Warriors are headed to the NBA Finals for the third straight time. They swept the San Antonio Spurs 4-0, becoming the first team to have won every one of their playoff games en route to the finals, where they'll face either the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Boston Celtics. And that's the California Report for Monday, May 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. Have a great day.